On one occasion, a boss went to lunch having left the heater on inside his equipment in order to clear the frost off the inside, and you saw a picture of that if you were watching the slideshow, where Merritt needed to clear the frost off the inside of a dome at South Pole. That was what Abbas thought he was doing. Well, the weather got worse, and he couldn't return because nobody would drive him out there. We didn't have cars. You had to rely on the taxi company to drive us 6 miles out into the tundra. Along the road it was, but it was pretty rough conditions. And he didn't get out there that day, and he didn't get out there, I think, until a day later after that. And all that time, this heater had been running. Unfortunately, it got so hot inside the spectrometer that not only did the frost melt, but he managed to destroy the coatings on his grating. Now, here he was in the middle of Spitsbergen, where you get one flight a week coming in, with his instrument, his spectrograph that had no grating, and he had to send it back to be recoated. I was impressed with his fortitude in this circumstance. We had many interesting times in Spitsbergen. We stayed in the old barracks that were made for miners and learnt the ways in which miners spent their weekends. And the unfortunate thing about that was that they used to entertain themselves in the evening and would invite us to their parties, thinking that, you know, we would be finished with work at the same time that they would, but they would be finished with work maybe at 5 or 6 in the evening, and we would be going to work sometimes at 5 or 6 in the evening, and certainly we'd be going to work around 4 or 5 in the morning in order to pick up the cusp observations. And so to indulge in their activity, which was largely to buy as many bottles of liquor as they could and consume them before morning, was a little... it was difficult to keep our work up, and they couldn't understand us, you know. They would say... well, how much extra are you being paid to be here and work in this terrible place? Because they all thought it was a terrible place. And we would say, well, actually, we're not getting paid any extra. Oh, I see. So what promotion are you getting for being here in Spitsbergen? And say, no, well, don't think we're going to get promoted for it. Well, why are you here at all? We'd talk about the wonders of the Aurora, and they would scratch their heads and wonder, well, who are these people, and why would they come out here and do this kind of work? So that was my experience in 1978, and it may be that John Olson is going to tell this story from the other end, but I heard about a vacancy at the Geophysical Institute while I was out at the field site, and the deadline was while I was still there, and so I wrote my application from the field site, and I understood that it wasn't quite up to the usual standards of beauty and presentation, because actually I printed it out on thermal paper, and it arrived looking typed, but not with the usual beautiful presence that many applications had. Nevertheless, I seemed to get the job. So that was how I came to the Geophysical Institute. I met Alaskans first in the field, and then in the field I prepared my application to come here. Thank you.